Medicaid is a federal and state-funded program that provides low-income Americans with health insurance. During the recent state legislative session, Democratic Assemblyman Mike Sprinkle introduced Assembly Bill 374. The Nevada Care Plan has been dubbed Sprinkle Care. If it becomes law, Nevada's Medicaid program will be available to anyone who wants to buy into the program. Assemblyman Sprinkle joins us to break down how this bill could affect Nevadans. Thank you for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
There's been an ongoing national debate about health care, and we're waiting to see how federal lawmakers will make changes to Obamacare. How did this uncertainty motivate you and your colleagues at the legislature to act on this bill?
Once we started our legislative session, and even before that, we started hearing a lot of the conversation, the rhetoric, and a lot of the uncertainty that was coming out of the federal government as far as what healthcare is going to look like in the future. So we started taking it upon ourselves to really look out for the people of Nevada and what we could do at the state level as a state legislature to provide certainty for them.
And why do you think that a Medicaid for all type approach is the way to go for Nevada?
Each state kind of does their Medicaid differently. But in Nevada, we have a really good program and the benefit structure is really comprehensive and it's what people have told us they like. And so it made perfect sense that while we were trying to look at what was best for Nevada, not for other states, but what was best for Nevada, we would also want to mirror it to a program that has already proven itself.
And traditional Medicaid is subsidized by the federal and state governments. And your program focuses more on a buy-in. Can you explain that a little bit more?
People assume that what we're doing here is allowing people into the Medicaid program, which is not true. First off, that would be illegal because we can't use federal dollars for something like this. So what would happen is an individual would be able to pay a monthly premium cost for the benefit package that is currently associated with Medicaid. Medicaid recipients receive these benefits. Now, any other individual that is not eligible for Medicaid could purchase them at a cost. That premium cost is what pays for the program. So we're not using any tax dollars. We're not using state tax dollars. We're not using federal tax dollars for this, which is why it's legal for us to do it.
And in terms of the reimbursement rates for Medicaid, some healthcare providers have criticized the low reimbursement rates. How do you think this program will affect those rates?
So I think reimbursement rates is a very legitimate concern and a very legitimate question, but it transcends far more than what I'm trying to do here with the Nevada Care Plan. This is something that we have recognized for years that need to improve and increase because that's how we're going to get more providers into the state. So I think that that's a much broader and larger topic of discussion that as we go into our next legislative session and beyond, we really need to look at how we can raise those rates even further. I think that that is essential to providing quality healthcare providers in the state of Nevada. I do not discount those concerns. However, the flip side of that is if we start seeing a decrease in the numbers of people that actually are receiving insurance, one of the biggest concerns we've heard recently is that the Medicaid expansion that we have had for the last several years may go away in the next 2 to 5 years. Well, if that happens, these people very well could become uninsured. With my plan, at least these providers would be getting some sort of reimbursement for the services that they provide.
And then before the end of today, you'll know whether the bill passes. Do you have a sense of how Governor Sandoval will decide?
I was very fortunate to have members of his staff work with me on the final piece of legislation that made it through the legislature. So I think that the governor has all the information he needs to make the decision that he's going to make. So at this point, we're just waiting to see what that decision is.
Assemblyman Mike Sprinkle, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. I'm really excited about this bill, and I'm really excited to see where we go in the future with healthcare in Nevada.